We are learning the Tzubah of Rabbi Yosef, Seilot B'Tzubah Chavedat, Chelek Dala, tonight, Siman Nun Vav, hopefully something we will never encounter in our lives, and it should be Neshama Parim Shvatenu. We should learn the Halakha, and so it should never happen. It's something that did happen, and I'll read you just because the language here is impressive, is just the way he writes about it. On Erev Yom HaKippurim, Shnat Tafshin Lamed Zayin, so 1976, that there was in the Maarat HaMachpelah on Erev Yom Kippur, the Arabs came in. The Kauli Gzarim Shmonat Sifrei Torah Shayu Az Baron Hakodesh. They came in and they destroyed 8 Sfarim Sifrei Torah that were in the Aron Kodesh, tore them to pieces. V'nibtzu v'shchitu at Aron Hakodesh. They destroyed the Aron. The Kauli Gzarim Tashmishya Kedusha Shebateiva Tfilin Chumashim V'Sidurim. They destroyed Tfilin and Chumashim. The Kilut Chavatam Gam Bariyatim Shebet Hakneset. They destroyed the furniture also. Shibru V'Harsu Bli Regesh El Chemla. Destroyed. Hashem Yitbarach Yetzitz V'Boshenu Yireh Ba'Onyenu V'Yariv Riveinu V'Nakam Yashiv L'Tzarav V'Yashiv L'Shchanenu Chegam Chirupatam Asher Chafu Hashem B'Torato. He's asking for revenge. He's asking for justice. I just want you to hear. In the question, he's already saying we have to. There needs to be a tefillah for justice. El Nekamot Hashem, El Nekamot Ofia V'Hineh Haradim Yitzvar Hashem Nikshu Lidrosh Var Hashem. What about you have to tear Kriya? You heard about a Sefer Torah that was destroyed. Do you have to tear Kriya? Do you have to fast? That's what they want to know. Starts off with Maran Moed Katan. Maran Moed Katan writes, "Haroeh Sefer Torah shenisraf chayav likro." If you see a Sefer Torah that's being burned, again, Mishama Parim Sfatein, we should never have to deal with this. We should learn the halachot, and that would be fulfillment of it. So you have to chayav likro b'gadav. You have to tear kriya, just like after someone dies. How do they know? Because this happened in Sefer Yirmiyahu. It didn't happen in Sefer Yirmiyahu. It says that Yehoyakim was the king of Israel. He burned the Sefer Torah. And it says, what happened was the people watched this, v'lo pachadu, v'lo karut b'gdehem. The people were bad also, because they weren't nervous and they didn't tear their clothing. So the Gemara says, you see, they should have torn their clothing. They did the wrong thing. They didn't tear their clothing. They should have torn their clothing. You see a Sefer Torah being burned, you have to tear kriya, just like someone died. The Gemara then brings a very, very strange story. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna, Bar Achia, they were sitting, and Rabbi Abba needs to go to the bathroom, so they're sitting with their tefillin all day. He took off his tefillin to go to the bathroom. Ba batayanal b'shalim bolam, and an ostrich came and tried to swallow the tefillin. So on Rabbi Abba, Yilmal echas yilat tefillin, b'od moed, hayiti mitchayev ata likra shtei kriyot, achad al agvil, v'achad al aktiva v'askaratzim. He goes, if I wouldn't have saved them from the ostrich, I would have had a tear kriya over the tefillin that were destroyed. He says twice, over the gvil and over the askarot, meaning the fabric of the Sefer Torah, the cloth, and the text. They both require kriya. So that's somewhat strange. This is an ostrich. What was it first? The Gemara brought a case of Yehoyakim HaMelech, who burned the Sefer Torah on purpose. And here it's an ostrich coming to you. The common denominator is tefillin, Sefer Torah, were destroyed. You have to tear kriya. But the Gemara says, no! He says, no, we don't do that. Only lo amru ela bizroach maaseh shaya. That's not the halakha. That's not the halakha. This is not similar to Yehoyakim HaMelech. You only have to do it when it's bizroa. It's on purpose. Ukmaaseh shaya, and similar to the case by Yehoyakim. It was done on purpose. To make a chilul Hashem, to make a point. If an ostrich comes and eats something, that's not your fault. It happened. It's an act. You should be careful. You shouldn't allow it. But it's not someone coming lashchit, and therefore you don't have to. Now, what does it mean? How far do we go? How similar must it be to Yehoyakim HaMelech in order to require tearing kriya? So some rishonim say dafka shreifa. It has to be burning, specifically burning, but not tearing. Why? What's the difference? Well, one, it gets destroyed. The very essence of it gets destroyed. If you burn it, it's no longer there. You tear it, it's still there. It's not kasher, of course. And you may not be able to put it back together, but it still exists, as opposed to burning is not. And other rishonim say, no, it means destruction. Any way that it's destroyed, then you have to tear kriya. And the Beit Yosef goes back and forth. The Beit Yosef writes, he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes, En kulin ela al sefer Torah, it has to be just like Maliyadei Melech Yisrael. That's the case. It has to be exactly like Yehoyakim Melech Yisrael. Now come on. So the Beit Yosef himself already says, look. That, now, he says, no, it doesn't have to be Melech Yisrael. It doesn't have to be the king, but anybody who comes along and does it bedavka to destroy, then you have to tear Kriya, whether it's Sreifa, or whether it is ripping to shreds, it doesn't matter, it was destroyed. But the Chacham Tzvi brings up another distinction. He says, okay, so it doesn't have to be Melech Yisrael, it doesn't have to be the king, but does it have to be by a Jew? Meaning, does it matter who's the one who does the destruction? Because again, it has to be similar to Yehoyakim. So he said, not the Melech, anybody. But anybody Jewish or anybody even non-Jewish. So you'll tell me, what's the difference? Sefer Torah got destroyed. Why are you tearing Kriya? You're tearing Kriya is destruction, not only person. Yeah, because there's a difference when it comes to Chiruf and Giduf. If someone curses Hashem, also, not allowed to do this. If someone curses Hashem, you also have to tear Kriya. If you hear someone cursing Hashem, you tear Kriya. But the Gemara says only if it's a Jew. Only if it's a Jew do you have to tear Kriya. If it's a non-Jew, you don't have to. There's a distinction between Jews and non-Jews. Why? So it seems to be, at least, that there's a difference because it's not something that exists. Once it's said, it's over. When you talk, so what I just said ended. It's not, I mean, it's being recorded, but like before a recording, it's gone. It's over. When you're hearing something, so it's the person saying it, it relates directly to him. So yeah, now what makes a difference? Who's saying it? Who's saying the Chiruf and Giduf? When it comes to Sreifa, Rav Avadia writes, goes, the end, what you're tearing on is the result. The result is there's a Sefer Torah that was good and is now destroyed. That requires Kriya. Doesn't matter who did it, whether it's a Jew, Chas v'Chalil, or an Arab. Doesn't make a difference who it is. You have to tear Kriya. Now when? So he quotes from Masechet Tzmachot. Masechet Tzmachot is one of the later, what you call Masechet Ketanot. It was there later on by the Gaonim. He talks about, Ela Kreim She'enam Mitachim. There are certain times you rip your clothing for Kriya, you're not allowed to sew it back together. So El Alaviv Imo V'Ravov El Srifat HaTorah, also Srifat HaTorah, Lo Sheshama SheNisrifa Ela Ken Omed Aleha V'Nisrifet. Only if you were there when it happened. Only if you were there when you watched it. The Gemara a number of times compares standing next to someone when they die, Yitziat Neshama, to a Sefer Torah SheNisraf. That a person dying is similar to a Sefer Torah going up in flames. Why? The body is like the cloth, and then the Neshama is like the text. When a person dies, it's like a Sefer Torah is being destroyed. And when do you have to tear Kriya over someone who dies, if they're not your relative? If I hear some, you look at the news, the Rahman al-Islam, this weekend, there were a number of Gdolim who passed away. Only if you're there. If it's not your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, or your Rebbe, only if you're there. If you're there when anybody Jew dies, you must tear Kriya. I don't care if you're not related. But only when you're there. So he says, so too with the Sefer Torah that was destroyed. If you were there and watching it, you're right, you can't always stop it. If you're there and watching it, so then you have to tear Kriya. But if you hear about it, you don't have to. If you think about it then, if you never heard of this case, then what would be the other alternative? When you hear about it, you have to tear Kriya. So I just told you about it, you have to tear Kriya. No. For generations to come, everyone who ever tells the story has to tear Kriya. And how many times? If I tell you the story again tomorrow, you have to tear Kriya again tomorrow. What about wait? No. It's only if you were there, Bishat Ma'aseh. On Tisha B'Av, there's a kina that we don't happen to say. It's in the Ashkenazi version by the Maharam Rutenberg, who was present in Paris when they burned the Talmud in 1242, 1243. They burned 24 cartloads of Gemarot, handwritten. 24 cartloads of Gemara that were handwritten. You imagine how many years went into writing all of that. He tore Kriya, he fasted, he wrote a kina about it. He was present at the time. So everybody writes, you don't have to tear Kriya. But it's appropriate to fast. It's appropriate to fast because you don't have to fast. You're not required to fast. However, it's appropriate for those who can, they should fast. He says what they should do is, since it was a public display, it was a Beit Knesset, they should have a public burial of the cloth, a public burial of the Sefer Torah, and on that day, those who can should fast as a sign of Tshuva and Kapara. Even that's not required because they weren't there at the time, so they don't have to tear Kriya. And fasting, he says, is a midat chassidut, as a way of doing tshuva, so Hashem should show us mercy and never allow this to happen ever again.